views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be back with you today, and boy, we are rocking and rolling over here. We're going to talk about energy healing for relationships today. I thought, what a great topic, because, you know, the energies for June are focusing a lot on our relationships. They're also focusing on maybe the weak spots of our relationship that we need to tend to. I'm getting a lot of calls. I'm getting a lot of emails. I'm working with private sessions on this. I'm noticing that there's a trend, and we did notice that we were going to have some things with that for June. And last week we talked a lot about how that was affecting us, and we really wouldn't see how the end of June would be when we saw the results of the full moon from May 21st, and there's two in June. So we talked about that last week, if you want to go back and listen to that show. But today I want to focus on the energy healing for a relationship, the energy around a relationship, and how the energy of a relationship is very much going to, I guess the word is dictate, but influence what we draw into the relationship. So we have two individuals, and then we have a partnership when it comes to relationships. And the dynamics are very, very powerful when you bring two different energies together. We're all connected as one, but we also have our individuality when it comes to something like this. And we don't want to deny that. So what I'm saying is there's big things that can happen when we have a dynamic of energy influencing the relationship. Now, you can have positive influence and you can have negative influence. And I want to talk today about how we can improve an energy in a relationship if you seem to be hitting some bumps along the way or you feel challenged in your relationships today. I noticed that if the energies that we have today are focusing on the weak spots, like what we need to tend to, or it's shining light on some shadowy areas, we have to look at what we're bringing to the table in a relationship. And, you know, that's what we're responsible for. The partner in the relationship is responsible for their part of it. Then you also have to decide whether this is working for you or not, or if you need to let it go. And yeah, it's part of it. It's part of it. Some relationships are designed to be with us for a lifetime and some are not. And every relationship we have, every single relationship that we have, we can learn and we can grow on a soul level. Absolutely. Now, if you're brand new to my show, I want to welcome you. I'm an intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, metaphysics, all about the metaphysics and the energy behind everything. I'm an energy healer. But when I say energy healer, that doesn't mean I'm doing anything. That means I know how to identify the energy. I know how to help it pass through, but I know how to channel that energy. And it's love energy that we're talking about, real, true love energy, which is divine energy. That's a divine love energy. And, you know, when it comes to romantic relationships, it's like, well, I just want to know this and that. And you can keep it on the surface, but then you're going to get to a point in your life where you're probably going to want a little bit more. You're going to want to look a little bit deeper. You're going to want a more of a connection. And some people don't. And that's okay. You can choose that. If you're watching this particular episode, you're probably interested in going a little bit deeper. And I'm talking about that soul connection that you can have with someone. And, you know, it can challenge us. It can challenge us in many, many ways. It can bring the joy in. But here's the key with that. It's not about the other partner or your partner in the relationship being responsible for your happiness. That's one of the biggest trip ups that I see in relationships. They're getting upset about what somebody else is doing. You're getting upset about what somebody else is doing. Now, what do? You can't control anybody else. You cannot. You can try. Good luck with that. You can try, but it's not going to work that way. You're not going to be happy. And it's really bringing attention to all the insecurities if you're trying to control something in a relationship. So you don't want to do that. Now, if the energy is toxic, say it's just getting too many, you know, it's not supporting, you know, everybody's attacking everybody, or, you know, it's not working out. You can't seem to get along. You can't seem to find that space. There's a couple of different dynamics in that, which I want to talk about in the show. I want to help you understand that there's a lot you can do when it comes to energy. You can heal the energy in a relationship. You can. You can't control what the other person chooses to do. You can work on yours, but if you have a partnership where you're both wanting to do that, then absolutely work on it together. And it's, you know, working to allow the other person to be free. You're working to bring to the table your own part. And then harmoniously respect one another. It sounds like it's so hard sometimes, doesn't it? It's not hard. It's something you have to choose to want to do. You have to choose that you want healthy relationships. You want to choose that you want to respect your partner. And you want to respect yourself. Respecting your partner doesn't mean that everything that's good for you falls to the wayside. That doesn't work either. So you want to make sure you're being respected in the relationship. And what if your heart's tugging you to change it up? I know. You know, what if you feel like it's pulling you away from the relationship, or it's pulling you toward one? We want to keep people's feelings, you know, obviously we want to respect another person. We want to respect people. We don't want to just throw them to the curb like they don't matter. But at the same time, you matter. So there's a fine line where you want to make sure that you're working together. You want to make sure that what you're bringing to the table benefits and lifts the frequency of a relationship. Energy healing for relationships can go, it can run deep. And it's really a true love that you give one another. And, you know, it just seems so important in this month that we start looking at what we can bring to the table for our relationships. What can we do to better ourselves? How could we communicate better? How could we listen better? Are we communicating the way we want to hear, or what works for them? I mean, if you want somebody to hear you, I've mentioned this before in shows, but I think it's been a while. And it's probably one of the most important things. If you feel like the communication is just off the chart, it's not working, here's what you want to do. You want to learn how the other person hears and comprehends things. How do they perceive, you know, how do they communicate? Because if you communicate with someone the way you communicate, you hear it or you want it, that may not be how your partner does. And there's lots of great partnerships out there that'll fall by the wayside because nobody wants to learn how the other person communicates and connects with the world, whether it's listening or speaking. If you were to take a moment and think about that, it's huge. It's huge. That's very powerful. That alone is going to be half the battle. Is okay. I hear it this way, they hear it that way, you know? And like I said, it's not going to be quick fix, but when you put that intention and that effort into healing your relationship and you want to bring the energy that will heal it, it is available unlimited. All you have to do is start with intention and then apply yourself. And, you know, perfection needs to go by the wayside on this one. It really does. Perfection is not going to work in this situation. No. I mean, perfection is going to hurt it. I honestly, this is my personal opinion on that because I am a recovering perfectionist. How about that? You know, I if you want to say anything, and I always wanted things to be just right. And I'll do the best I can, but nothing in this world has to be anything but what it is in that moment. And it's very freeing when you do that. It is so freeing when you do that. Now, we're talking about energy healing for relationships, and we're going to dive into that. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, or you might be on the YouTube channel or on my website at jenroyster.com watching the video live stream. And we want to welcome everyone, however you're listening or watching. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to power on with energy healing for relationships. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vail, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer.
call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. She ain't got no money, her clothes are kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free.
And we're back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, or you might be watching us because we're now video live streaming the show. You can go to my website, jenroyster.com, to check that out. I have a cinema page. Just click on the menu button that says Jen Royster Show. It's JenRoyster.com. We want to bring more. We want to bring more interaction to the show. So we've been working hard on that. We're not saying it's going to be perfect, but we're going to keep trying. It feels very good to dive in and jump into something if you're scared to do it. Now, we're talking, I did a lot of that talking about that last week on the show. So you might want to catch that. If you're trying to launch something and you're nervous or you're just not sure, you know, go listen to that. That's a pretty good one. And I used myself as an example by just diving into this. We started it last week with the video live streaming. You can also catch the show on live streaming on TransformationTalkRadio.com and 1230 AM WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. So we're all over the place and we're trying to just bring it to you however you prefer. Now, our topic is about energy healing for relationships today. Yes. Who needs some energy healing for relationships, right? And we want to dive into that and I want to help you wrap your brain around something that's very energetic and very close to your soul, very close to your spirit, very close to your happiness. Now, first things first, if we expect someone else to bring us our happiness, that's going to be strike one. You're going to continually try to find happiness. It's not going to work that way. You have to find that happiness for yourself. Bring a happy person into a relationship, okay? Now, for those already in a relationship, it's not going so well. Now we need to look at the hidden influences about what could be causing some of this. What's happening? What is causing it, right? What's the hidden influence of energy? Is it what you're thinking about? Let's go into that for a moment. If you're constantly waiting for the shoe to drop, or you're a little bit more on the pessimistic side, or you think the worst case scenario with your partner, your spouse, whatever, and you know, if they decide they want to do something, do you take that personally? Do you take that as a strike against you immediately before even knowing if that's what it is? What if they're just trying to be free? What if they're just trying to not be free of the relationship, just free themselves of stress energy? Every relationship will have stress. Every person has their own style of keeping their own energy field balanced. That's right. If yours is completely different from your partner and you're not allowing them that freedom, to balance themselves. You know, some people would be, they relax reading a book. You know, that's their thing. And some people need to go for a walk. Some people, I like to sit by, you know, the water. I live by the water, and I do that intentionally because that's a very important natural aspect for me that helps to pull energies off me when I need balancing. Working in this field, if you are a light worker or you do energy work, you know what I'm talking about. If you are continually absorbing and helping other people and you're not doing something for yourself, you're going to find yourself about to blow a gasket, or you're going to feel it. It's going to start taking a toll on you. Most people do feel that in their relationships. Most people feel that as a parent, you know, you're doing everything in the world for the child. That's wonderful. But if you are forgetting about you, it's going to show. It's going to catch up with you. It just does. What we can bring to a relationship that is so healthy is a balanced person, a balanced energy field. If you have a very stressful job or you had a stressful day, if you did some self-care and you made that a priority, and you know, I need to balance myself. You know, back in the day, they'd say, you know, hang that hat outside the door, don't bring that in. Very similar. It's a very good analogy for what you want to do with the energy. It's not that you want to just stuff it under the rug. And that's where it gets confusing. You don't want to stuff the energy under the rug and not deal with it. You want to cleanse and remove it. And I'm going to talk metaphysics here because that's what this show is. And if you've had a rough day and it's all you can do to be tolerant or patient, or you're overtired, a communication with your partner would be very important. Like, hey, you know, I'm kind of tired. You know, if I seem a little, you know, off, yeah, let them know. I mean, don't keep that in the dark. But at the same time, do something about it. Do something about the energy. You know, if it's go take a nice hot bath with your favorite bath salts, whatever it is. By the way, that is a very good way to pull energy off very quickly. I don't care if you're a child, a man, a woman, it is the best. And people that have never done it before, they always tell me, oh my gosh, that was amazing. And it's an easy thing to do. Some people say, well, I don't like to take baths. You know, well, you can keep finding a reason not to clear your energy if you want. And there's a solution for that that I actually got from a client/psychiatrist. You know, she was my client and she was wonderful. She said, she was a lot older, so she couldn't get down into a tub. I mean, she was in her 70s at the time. She said, I love the energy clearing with the bath salts. And she was using Himalayan. She said, but I can't get down into the tub. So I dissolve it into a plastic pitcher and I take it into the shower and I pour it all over me. And she said it worked wonders. So there's a reason to everything, and there is always a solution to everything. I wanted to bring that to your attention. But if you know, if you're short of anything, you could do that. If you're having one of them kind of days, one of those kind of months, one of those kind of years. I know. This is an interesting year because it is not letting us avoid what we need to work on at a soul level. June is about the relationships at a soul level. I know. How are you in a relationship? What are you bringing to the table? Are you contributing? Are you just taking? Or do you feel drained in the relationship? If there's a hidden influence that you might need to step away from this relationship, are you avoiding that? Why? These are questions you want to ask yourself. You absolutely want to ask yourself. Now, if you have access to Reiki or any type of energy healing, Reiki is just one form or style of it. You don't need any of that. But if you want to do that, it's wonderful to do. It's wonderful. But you can do things like this together, too. I mean, There is a wonderful, it's called a salt spa. It's in our area here. And it's literally, you walk in and there's salt everywhere. You walk on the salt. I believe it's Himalayan. But you walk on it. You sit on it. It's like rooms and rooms of just salt. And you can just go in and sit in it. And couples will do that. And they said it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. But you could do that at home. You could just put a little bit into a bath and go for it, you know. If you live by the sea, you've got your salt water there. Salt is an amazing conduit that pulls energy. So I bring that one up because it's so simple. It's so obvious. And there's really no reason why anybody should be walking around with energy unbalanced if they have that available to them. You can ask your angels to clear energy. Archangel Michael is the go-to angel for clearing toxic energy if you're feeling weighed down. He can absolutely do that. You just have to ask and then say thank you. Have some gratitude about it. And then guess what? Then it's all about accepting it. Do you actually accept the help that you ask for, whether it's your angels or your partner? Do you help yourself? I'm really throwing this out here on this show today because it's important, because this month is we want to work on this. You don't want to avoid this if you want to be set up for the next 6 months of the year. Nothing to be afraid of. But it is going to make you go into some areas that you probably have been avoiding. You probably haven't wanted to go there. What emotions seem to be out of alignment in the relationship? We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back from break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're going to take that short break. We're talking about energy healing for your relationships. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
If never I met you, I'd never have seen you cry. If not for a first say goodbye. If never I held you.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
today. Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
We are back. We are talking about energy healing for relationships. It's a big topic. It's a big month. The two moons, you know, we had a whole month from the May moon to the end of June to really get it together. And it is bringing a focus, the energy. So you can look up the astrology on that. But I'm focusing on this one aspect today. The energies of our relationships are bringing a lot of focus right to the center for us, because it's going to be the energy. Let me put it this way. The energies are focusing on the weak points that we need to work on. This is for soul growth, for soul healing. And, you know, I do a workshop called Soul Healthy Relationships, and that is truly, it is very important. And a lot of people today are changing what they're looking for in relationships. And back in February, I did the radio show on it. You can go back through archives and find it. That's a general overview on it. And then I did a summit, an online summit with it at the Valentine's with it. But I found that it's extremely important to people to feel that they have a deeper connection. They want something more than just what's on the surface. Now, if that's where you are and that's all you want, then this, you know, this wouldn't, you know, relate to you. But those people, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you that want more. You want that connection. You want to go through this journey with a soul connection. You want that. That's what this workshop is about. If you want to check it out, it's on my website, right on the homepage, jenroyster.com. You can go look and see if it's something for you. Right on the homepage, too, I have a free, that's where the free guided meditations are. It's right inside of a learning of the benefits of meditation. It's right there, right beside it. You can go check that out, too. I'm putting all this out there now, and I was really pushing to put this particular course out there now and talk about that, talk about this issue, talk about energies in our relationships now, because this is the month we need to work on it. So let's do this. Now, it's important. It's really important. I mean, people are always feeling like something's holding them back in a relationship. And I said, we talk about the emotions, and I do. I want to talk about the emotions for a minute because emotions are going to trigger when there's something amiss, when the energy can fire them up, and it can happen unexpected. And you want to look to find, okay, what emotional trigger is happening? You know, where am I maybe misunderstanding something, or where am I reacting before I think about it? And by the way, that's another one for the month of June. I know they just throw it at us, but it's this whole experience on Earth is school anyway. And so this is school for sure when it comes to relationships. But the it's focusing to teach you. It does want to bring it up. Like, what's happening with this energy that's going on with popping up the weak parts is it'll trigger you to react before you really think about your reaction. So instead of responding, you're reacting, and then you're going, oh, And then it triggers an emotion in the other person. And it might be a little more challenging to refrain. You're going to feel it pushing you a little bit with that. Use this as an opportunity to discover what you could do better. What could you both do better? If you're working on this together, what could you both do together? What could you do to not react? What could you do to help yourself? And when you're in a situation, go, okay, don't react. Think about this so you can respond in a healthier way. You can still be heard. You can still express that you may disagree or agree or whatever the situation is. But volatile reaction can, you know, just cause all the other emotions to pop up with everybody, you and them and you name it. So what could you do? What could you work on? That's important. And then, you know, for people that feel like they need to get out of a relationship or they're not sure about the one they're in, maybe they want to go into one. And with that, I want to bring in an email that came in for this particular episode. I want to bring that in because it's a little bit right along the same topics. And this comes from Megan. And she wants to know, which angel can help me have clarity to understand what is in my best interest and the words to communicate what my heart is telling me? Okay. That one would be, I would say, Raphael, and also go with Jophiel. Jophiel is going to bring in the positive reinforcements and help you stay on a higher note, because angels like the higher positive solutions to life. So Jophiel is good for that one. Raphael can heal your heart if it feels afraid to express. And then the other one that's coming in for you is Ariel. Archangel Ariel is brave enough to do what your heart is telling you. Not hesitate, second guess, talk yourself out of it. Ariel can give you that courage. That's a beautiful combination of three angels for you on that one. She sometimes gets nervous when she has to tell someone something that she thinks will make them sad or hurt their feelings. There you go. These angels in a combination can also help you respond versus react. Okay. So it might feel like you're going in slow-mo. If you're a person that's moving in high gear all the time, fast, 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 you know, always trying to catch up with life, you're going to feel like you're really in a slow-mo with this one. But that's a good thing. Use it. Use it to think before you speak. And you can say the same thing you're trying to say without it coming across in a reactive way or something harsh. And she also feels torn between two possibilities, a great guy in her life now. And then she also knows that she's going to move to San Diego and later this year. And her intuition tells her she'll meet her future life partner there. Now, that's interesting, because what I'm picking up immediately for you is that you're trying to live in the future a little more than you're not at the end of the year where you're in San Diego right now. If that's a note that you've got for the future, okay, take that note. Good. That's good. Use it. And then the next thing I would say is, don't worry about what's happening at the end of the year right now. You're making plans to move. Go ahead and do it. However, if you have a beautiful partnership and you are on a journey with somebody right now, why aren't you enjoying that? Why aren't you in the now with that relationship right now? How do you know that future partner in San Diego isn't the same person? You don't know that yet. You don't know that yet. All you know is you have an intuitive hit, and that's okay. You put them aside. When you get something way ahead like that, you make a note, you put it aside, but don't forget to live in your now. This is all part of the journey. And in 3 months, you'll probably be just fine and clear with what you want to do. You're not going to be clear right now. After June is over, clarity will start to come in. But right now, if you are in a great relationship, don't waste that time. Be in that relationship. absolutely be in that relationship. All right. So now, you know, that was interesting. She has a lot of dynamics going on. She has a lot of things changing in her life, and she has a lot to look forward to as well. So look forward. Don't be afraid of the future. Don't be afraid of something that is happening that's good right now ending. There's a lot of fear in there. You're looking to release the fear. So Michael would be the one for all this fear that's around what's happening now. You know, you're trying to make decisions that don't need to be made yet. So work with those angels. Work with those angels on those different topics that I said. And you've got to release the fear and worrying about what's going to happen down the road. Because in the year, that's a few months away. Lots of dynamics need to line up before anything will be known with that. And that's what I got for you, Megan. So with that, guess what? It's time for break again. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about energy healing, looking and focusing on that energy dynamic in relationships and how we can heal that, how we can improve ourselves as an individual in a relationship. Stay with us. We're going to take that short break and we'll be right back.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you want to dance with me. If you want to dance with me. I got no kick against modern jazz.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
today. Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Mm-hmm. somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local.
And we are back for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show, or you might be watching the show. We're live streaming with video now. You can go to my website, jenroyster.com, and check that out. Have a cinema page there, right there for you. It's also on YouTube. It's streaming right through there. And, you know, we're excited about doing that. I want to have a little more interaction with you guys. Now, just to wrap this up, we're talking about the energy healing. We're talking about the energy healing for our relationships. And so how does that happen? Okay, how does that happen, guys? How does that happen? I mean, what do we do with that, right? If you were in a situation where you have a broken heart, let's address that. Most of the time when you want to work on your relationships, it's because you have a broken heart. You need to evaluate whether you want to stay or go. And then you also want to apply yourself if you want to stay. And then you're going to be dealing with forgiveness. And the best way to deal with all of those emotions is to work with clearing your energy. You may have to do that quite a bit if you have a broken heart. You may have to deal with anger. You may have to work with somebody on that one-on-one, you know, get some counseling for it. But energy healing is not going to hurt you. It's going to do everything to help you. Whether you do it yourself, like I was sharing earlier, or you work with someone that can help you. If you were working with someone that could, you know, work the energy field, that would be great for you. Because when we go through a traumatic, heartbreaking situation, we have to process that. We have to grieve usually a loss of something. We also probably have to look at, you know, betrayal might be in there, all kinds of stuff. All that hurt, owie stuff, right? Energy healing is the best thing in the world you could do for yourself. And then self-care, eating well, eating better. The self-sabotaging and the self-hatred, there's no place for that. If you want to heal your relationship, self-healing is a must. You have to bring to the table in a relationship a healthy individual. When you bring that, you attract in, and I want to make sure I point this out. If you're in a toxic relationship right now and you want a healthy relationship, whether it's this person or maybe you don't know if it's this person or it's somebody else, the best thing to do is not get focused and worry about who it is. Now you're jumping ahead. You're jumping ahead when you worry about who it is in your life. The best thing to do is focus on becoming a healthy individual through energy work, through self-care, through counseling, whatever it takes, cleaning up the diet, start exercising, whatever it takes. Put that focus there. Because as you do that, you raise your frequency. And this is how it works with the universe. As you do that, you raise your frequency. You will now start to draw in different types of relationships. So you don't have to worry about who it is already. You don't have to worry about who it is or when or what, you know. You're jumping the gun. You're not paying attention to what you need to do first. It's kind of like going ahead on the steps out of order. If you just work on you and you work on what is right for you, it will draw in exactly where your frequency is resonating. Someone that aligns with that. I've seen where it is the other person that you're with now. I've seen where it brings in a completely new person. You don't want to get in the way of that. If you're working to be better, then allow the universe to bring what is going to come in. Or, you know, a lot of times if it is the same person you're with, they start healing. You're not trying to fix them. You got to get away from that. You're not trying to fix them, but then they see how good you are and you become this different person right in front of them. You start glowing with this different type of light that they're not used to. And then they want that for themselves. Now that's if it's going to be the same person. It's not always that. They choose they don't want to and they don't want to do that, then fine. You may need to let that one go. But if you want happiness, you want a healthy relationship, you want a soul connection, the way to do it is work on you. Don't worry about what they're doing. And you will bring in exactly what is right for you. You will bring in the perfect happiness, the perfect aligned relationship. And it will heal current ones that want healing. If the other partner wants it, it will absolutely do that. And they will work on their part. If you guys are in this together and you're working on it together, fantastic. Fantastic. Even better. Then that's still what you do. So all the togetherness sometimes it's ironic. To have all this togetherness, you're going to need to allow some individuality so everyone can work on what they need to work on. So when you come back together in something, you have healthy individuals. And together, healthy individuals can align with a higher frequency, a higher energy. And that's where happiness can be in relationships. It's phenomenal when you do that. It's not going to just drop in your lap. It's not going to be instant gratification. Oh, okay. He's cute. I like that one. Well, that'll last for a little while, but you know, or she's cute or whatever, you know, come on. You know, this show is about who wants something more than that. You want to anchor in deeper and you actually want the soul connection. So I want to say thank you so much for listening today. It's been a topic that I feel very passionate about to help you with, because I feel so many people out there are looking for this. They're working with it. I work with a lot of clients on this topic. It's probably the most popular topic that I work with in private session. And, you know, it really inspired me to put the workshop together. It's an online course. It's going to start June 13th. If you want to go check it out and see if that may be something for you, but it's going to dive in even deeper than what we're talking about today. I'm giving you a little taste of what could be in your life, and what could be in your life is happiness and the right partner that's perfectly aligned with you in a healthy situation. I call it the soul healthy relationship. And I love that. I love that term. I love what that means. And I want that for you. I want you to know that you can change this. Energy is the root cause of everything. It can be positive or negative. All you got to do is change it. And you can start with intention and thoughts. If you redirect those thoughts away from all the things you're worried about, you'll have more time to work on the things that you can bring in. So that's really powerful. That's so powerful. If you had one thing in your whole life, I want to leave you with this. If you had one thing in your whole life that you wanted in a relationship, what would that be? Think about what that would be. Think about it a lot. And then add to the list on things that would make you smile. Absolutely smile. And start to bring joy into your heart. Now you're raising your frequency. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Dr. Jen, and you have been listening to The Jen Royster Show, or you've been watching The Jen Royster Show. We have been talking about the energy healing for relationships. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for being with us today. We'll see you next time here on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.